Good afternoon. I appreciate this opportunity to give you an update on the 2012 financial results for the Lutheran World Federation. We have not yet met as a finance committee, and we will do that in the coming days, looking in a lot of detail at all of the financial results, the audited statements, and other details of the financial situation. But at this time, we think it's important as we start our time together as a federation that you have an opportunity to hear about the overall results for the fiscal year, because of course they are important as you take decisions in the days ahead and make consideration that you know that you can depend on a strong and stable, financially stable organization. And so we do begin with good news that we have had strong financial results in 2012 and really give our gratitude and accommodations to the staff for these results. We're going to look first of all at a summary of income and expense for the 2012 fiscal year. We begin with operating income. Operating income includes the grants, the support from our member churches and agencies, membership fees, and also project income from the field. And that was €100,140,000. Next, we continue to the line for expenditure. If you want to advance the slide. These include the expenditures across all four departments, putting together the DPO and the Secretariat, and that was a total of €97,582,000. So we have a subtotal from the general operations of the Lutheran World Federation of €2,558,000. From that, we do need to subtract write-offs for projects. Write-offs occur when we have fallen short in meeting our income goals for particular projects. And this past year, we wrote off $572,809 for this reason. The next line you see, we're adding in financial results. This is really income that comes from non-operational sources such as interest and investment income and exchange gains and losses. And this year, that was a positive result of €702,000. So total operational results were $2,686,934. We have been talking for the last couple of years about our reserve that we have for our pension provision, and we were able to reduce that by $324,000. So the net results of total income over expense for the year were approximately €3 million. The next slide compares the results to the approved budget for the Geneva coordination portion. And this is also a positive variance. You may remember a couple years ago that this council approved a deficit budget for 2012 of €196,693. This was fully attributable to the costs of restructuring. So it was a one-time provision for a deficit budget of $196,693. However, as you can see in the middle column, the actual results were positive of $137,046, resulting in overall total variance to budget plan of €333,739. We do, if you look at that last column, have a couple that show deficits. Again, this is really from project write-offs at the end of the year where we did not meet the anticipated income that we had for a few of our projects. Moving on then to the next slide, we'd like to keep you informed regarding our operating reserves. Because of the importance of reserves to come through periods where we would have a downward and sudden decrease in income. So in 2012, as we already saw, we had net income of about €3 million. So that increased our reserves at year end to $21,532,197. Now it is important to note that if we looked at the reserves by department and we do track them that way, that we would still have a couple departments that are not at the target reserve levels that we have set. The next slide gives you a little bit of a picture of the reserves over time since 2003, again reflected in euros. And what you can see very clearly here is that where we've had the growth has been in the area of world service, but that we've struggled to really increase our reserves for the other departments. At the same time, I think we know it really is very important for us to continue to have those reserves in world service because of the greater risk and variability we have associated, particularly with the size and variability in the Augusta Victoria project in Jerusalem. The next slide looks at the sources of income behind our 100.8 million euros in income. If you look overall and pull together that whole yellow section, what that reflects is the income from member churches and their related agencies, and that's 61% of our total income. So again, thanks to you for your support, for how you work with the agencies to support the work that we do together. The next highest source of income really comes from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other government agent organizations. Overall, 17.7% of total income in 2012. And then after that, as already mentioned, is fee income from Augusta Victoria Hospital. And I would note here that that's gross fees, not net fees. So it's not all profit, but that is booked as income for the year 2012. The balance after those three major categories is just 5.5% that comes from other mainly non-operational sources. Next, we're going to turn to membership fee income. We have looked at this quite a bit over the last 2 years, and you have been particularly helpful in pointing out the importance of membership fee income. As a council, you expressed your desire that we all participate in this in the nature of communion, and also at the last meeting in Bogota, you approved the schedule of fair membership fees. I do want to point out that a number of churches have made special efforts over the last year to get caught up on their membership, outstanding membership fees, so really a big thank you to you for that. So I think given this effort, it would look a little disappointing as we look at this slide, but really the decrease that you see reflected here is a result of exchange rates. Even though the membership fees are set in dollars and this is tracked in dollars, the income comes in and it's booked in euros. So what you really see here is that we had a 15% decrease in the value of the euro compared to the U.S. dollar, and that's fully the reason for the decrease. Otherwise, we would have had an increase of about 70,000 euros in membership fee income as compared to the prior year. The next slide is turning to the expense side of our financial results. LWF total expenditures for 2012, including non-operational income, was 97.8 million euros. Again, I don't think I need the yellow highlight. You can see that most of that, you can go back, most of that comes from World Service, 87.6% or 85.7 million euros was spent for our World Service programs. Of course, the reason for that is that income comes in restricted and flows out to those programs. Second category is mission development, which was 8.7%. Then we had the General Secretariat, 2.3%, and Theology and Public Witness, 1.4%. Next, I want to take a look at our endowment. This slide looks at the market value of the endowment from the period 1999 through 2012, which is a 14-year period. We are currently at about 12.9 million. That's actually including both the Swiss Endowment Fund and the value in euros of the U.S. Endowment Fund, which benefits the Lutheran World Federation. Clearly, you can see in 2008 that the economic recession had a marked impact on the value of this fund, but we have had very good recovery over the past year, reaching this high again of 12.9 million Swiss euros, Swiss francs. At the same time, I do want to point out for us and remind us that at the time this fund was established, we set a goal for ourselves that we would reach 20 million Franks by the year 2017, and I think you can see that we're not really in line to meet that target. We will take time as a finance committee to meet together with the Endowment Fund Board of Trustees on Saturday, and we'll have an opportunity to talk about this challenge and other issues around the endowment fund. The next slide also looks at the endowment fund, and again, here we're looking at the annual contributions. This is from 2005 to 2012. And I think you'll see here that it's possible that we really have not kept this in front of us perhaps in the way that we should, because these are gifts or contributions to the fund, which were great in 2005, 2006, but we've seen quite a bit of decrease in those payments over the last 3 years. So again, I mean, part of the reason that we bring this up is both membership fee income and endowment fee income come in an unrestricted fashion. So unlike a lot of that money that we see that comes, for example, for World Service and goes back out, this is money that can support a lot of the things that the Lutheran World Federation does for us that make a real difference in the life of our member churches in particular, the ecumenical work that we do. And so it's important that we have income sources to support that work as well. As I already mentioned, the Finance Committee will be looking in more details, and we'll bring more reports to you after our meeting. So at this point, with those summary slides, I conclude my report. Thank you.